Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Mark Lunsford.
As we pick up the story in Mark 15, Jesus is being led out to be crucified. Verses 21 through 23 read, "A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it." It was Roman tradition to make the condemned criminal carry their own cross. But it's likely that Jesus was so weak from his recent beating and scourging that he was unable to lift the weight. No Roman was willing to carry it, and they didn't want to compel a local Jew for fear of causing a riot, so they found a foreigner to help. Simon from Cyrene must have felt like he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But he didn't have a choice. They forced him. And as he carried the cross for Jesus, he was making the way possible for salvation to come. In Matthew 16, 24, Jesus had told his disciples, "Take up your cross and follow me." Even though we don't have to carry a literal cross like Simon, this is a reminder that following Christ means fully surrendering everything to him. The next passage continues the story as they arrive at the place called Golgotha. Verses 24 through 32 read, "And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, 'The King of the Jews.' They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, 'So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself.' In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. 'He saved others,' they said, 'but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe.' Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him." As Jesus was hanging on the cross, the insults and the mockery continued. From those passing by to the chief priests and the elders, and even those who were crucified alongside him. To them, this was the end of the story. They thought this was their validation that Jesus was not who he claimed to be. When the chief priest said, "He saved others, but he can't save himself," they were feeling smug and arrogant. But they didn't really comprehend what was truly happening. The author D.A. Carlson puts it this way. He writes, "One of the reasons they were so blind is that they thought in terms of merely physical restraints. When they said, 'He can't save himself,' they meant that the nails held him there. The soldiers prevented any possibility of rescue. His powerlessness and weakness guaranteed his death. For them, the words, 'He can't save himself,' expressed a physical impossibility. But those who know who Jesus is are fully aware that nails and soldiers cannot stand in the way of Emmanuel. The truth of the matter is that Jesus could not save himself, not because of any physical constraint, but because of a moral imperative. He came to do his Father's will, and he would not be deflected from it. The one who cries in anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane, 'Not my will, but yours be done,' is under such a divine moral imperative from his heavenly Father that disobedience is finally unthinkable. It was not nails that held Jesus to that wretched cross. It was his unqualified resolution, out of love for his Father, to do his Father's will. And within that framework, it was his love for sinners like me. He really could not save himself." Jesus' love for us came with an incredible cost. Unspeakable pain, torture, even death. The cost that Jesus paid allows us to truly experience forgiveness and freedom. Are there times we don't fully appreciate how costly our salvation was? Since we as Christians are able to walk with the Lord daily, it's easy to take our relationship with Him for granted and sometimes even ignore Him. Let us commit to honoring Christ's sacrifice by loving Christ the way that He loves us and walking ever closer with Him. Let us pray. God, thank you for your precious gift of salvation that is now available to us because of Jesus' sacrifice. Help us to never forget the suffering that Jesus experienced on our behalf. Walk with us each day as we take up our cross and surrender our lives to you. May we share your amazing love with everyone that we come in contact with so that they too will come to know you and truly experience new life. Amen.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.